Welcome, welcome, welcome on this afternoon. This is LaRonda Marshall, Wifey Chronicles, on a podcast from Anchor. I am going to discuss today about being a housewife. I'm sorry for the delay. I was supposed to post this episode and share it with different links that I'm linked up to. Some of the ladies was probably expecting to hear this episode, but here I am. Let's get into it. Being a housewife. What is a housewife? I am a full-time housewife due to a medical issue. I've worked 15 years plus as a CNA. I went to CNA school, got my CNA license, and I've worked all different levels of life as being a CNA. Then life took a toll on me and I end up being disabled. Found out that I have type 2 diabetes, along with some physical issues and some mental issues. And the workload going out to work was too much for me to handle. So I decided to stay home and handle the household day-to-day life. A housewife is free from the control of an angry or depressed boss and can take her own time in doing the household chores. A housewife can relax when she is sick and need not to be answerable to anyone. She is free from the work stress and meeting the deadline of her work. So that was one of the issues. I couldn't handle the workload anymore. Like, there were times where I would have like 14 to 15 patients that I would have to care for in an 8-hour span. Sometimes even 20 patients if someone didn't show up for work. You know, sometimes I would have to stay over and do a double shift, and it physically wears you down, because all the lifting that you're doing, you're lifting like 150 to 200 pound people, on a day-to-day basis. You know, even though they have the equipment to use to help lift them and to maneuver them, but it's still a lot of strain on your body. It was too much of, there's a saying that they say, not enough, too many chiefs, not enough Indians. There was too much of finger pointing and you need to do this and you need to do that. But when you're working in this field, it's a teamwork effort. It takes everybody in the village to come together to help. So that was a lot of what I was going through, and it affected me mentally as well. Even though I've had mental issues as a child growing up, but I think the older that I've gotten and the more years that I established in that career, my mental status was taking a toll too. A housewife, also known as a homekeeper, is a woman whose work is running or managing her family, home, caring for her children, buying, cooking, and storing food for the family, buying goods that the family needs for everyday life, housekeeping, cleaning, and maintaining the home. I am also maintaining my home. I live in a mobile home. It's not a big, great home, but it's home. It's my home. Not technically like I owned it, but I'm we're paying rent. but it's a comfortable situation for now until we get to a place where we can afford a better situation and possibly be homeowners. But it's comfortable for us now. We don't have any kids. My husband, he goes to work Monday through Friday, and I'm home, so I make sure that the house is clean. I make sure that the bills are supposedly paid. I make sure that we're never running out of cleaning supplies, food. I stay on top of things that wives stay on top of, because husbands, their minds are other places. They're not always, when it comes to cleaning and taking care of things with like the house, you basically have to be on top of them about certain things. And that's just one of the, things about being a housewife, you know, staying on top of things and making sure things are going smoothly like it's supposed to, because, you know, a dirty house, I can't stand a dirty house. You know, if my husband was a stay-at-home husband and I was the one working, and I come home and the food is not cooked and the house is dirty, I would be pissed, because I've worked long hours and I come home and I can't come home to a decent meal, or I can't come home to a clean house. As a man, I would be pissed. And these are the things that with the housewives, we make sure that it's covered, because our husbands are out there working. They are the breadwinners. Some women, they choose to become housewives because it's better. It's a better situation for their household. Some husbands does not like their wives to work because they want them to stay home and take care of the household, cater to them, take care of the kids. That's just less stress off of them. And some women are housewives by force, not by choice. Like I said, like, I had a medical issue. I became disabled. I could not work anymore. So now my sole thing now is to be a stay-at-home wife, to work and make sure the household is comfortable and to make sure everything is taken care of. So is being a housewife a full-time job? Hell yeah. Yes, I think it's a lot that we housewives go through to maintain the comfortability of the home. We take a lot of stress off our husbands, so they won't have to worry about that stuff, because all they have to do is worry about work. And then when they come home, all of this stuff is done at home. They don't have to worry about doing anything at home but to give us quality time, to be there for us emotionally, support us intimately, you know, and all that stuff. So the time that the cleaning and the taking care of bills and all that stuff is our, you know, it's not getting in the way of quality time. So so that's just my thought on that. And another thing is I've came up with these theories and these, well, not theories, but these questions. Why can most men not appreciate that being a housewife is a job? Okay. Sometimes me being a housewife, I sometimes don't feel appreciated for the stuff that I'm doing. I feel like it's not being recognized, because if my husband comes home and he just drinks a beer, he sits down on the couch, and he's not, you know, appreciative to say, you know, thank you, baby, for washing that that shirt for me. I wanted to wear it Friday for whatever reason, or, you know, either kisses or hugs, just feeling appreciated, giving me flowers. I'm not asking for the world, but just show some kind of acknowledgement that, you know, that this too is a job too that I'm doing. This is a full-time job. I'm not saying that to be appreciated or to be acknowledged for what you do, to like, you're like a full-time slave towards your husband, or you're a caterer to your husband and you're expecting some kind of like pay, or you're expecting, like, you, if you're expecting it, then to me that's like your mind is train set to that you're a slave for him, that you're expecting these things. It's a difference from being appreciated and expecting, to me, I think, because I want to be appreciated as a wife, as a partner, as a lover, as a friend. You know, that's what I mean being appreciated. So just being acknowledged that, you know, that we're a team and we're in this together. You know, I appreciate you. You appreciate me. I appreciate you getting up every morning, going out, going to work, making sure this family is financially stable. I appreciate you making sure that you're giving me the freedom to be home, to stay on top of the household, day-to-day life. You know, I appreciate you, and I want my husband to appreciate me for making things, you know, the way they are, so he won't have to come home, and he's already stressed out at work, so he won't have to come home and be stressed out at home. Is it wrong to want to be a housewife and not work or provide for myself? Like I said, I was always an independent woman. I've always worked. I've worked since I was 13 years old. I've always had my own. I always did my own. Didn't need a man for nothing. Like I said, I became a housewife due to medical issues, so it caused me to be disabled. Are we dumb because we're housewives? Do we have lack of education? That's why we're housewives. Can we go out there in the world and be around people and work? No, that does not mean that because you can't comprehend or you don't have the education, that and because you're a housewife due to that. No, that does not mean that. People have different situations in their household why they are housewives. Housewives, don't beat yourself up because of you feel belittled being a housewife. If you have children, and that is a full-time job alone. Being a mom is a full-time job itself. Am I a mom? No, I'm not a mom, but I'm working on it. So that's another episode segment we're going to talk about, and we're going to get into. But no, there are a lot of housewives that are well-educated, went to Harvard, have law degrees, have teaching degrees, doctorate degrees, all of these degrees, but they choose to feel that this is best for my family. You know, concentrate on the home, let the husband go out and work. Some housewives even work at home. You know, they have jobs where they're maintaining the home, but they also have computer jobs on the computer where, I mean, they're doing like medical billing, and there's a lot of things that you can do at home on a computer at home and still maintain the house and still watch the children and still cook dinner, you know. So no, I don't think it's wrong being a housewife. It is not wrong. So ladies, do not beat yourself up for choosing to be a housewife. I think it is a great idea. I think it is, it takes a lot of stress off the husband. And it gives both of you a lot of leeway for quality time. So, no, I don't think it's wrong. As a female, do you prefer becoming a housewife or a working wife? Like I said, it's your choice. It is what makes your situation easy or not easy. Like I said, some housewives still work from home. So you can do both. If you can't do both, then okay, housewife is still a job. It is still a full-time job. Even though you're not getting a salary for it and you're not getting paid for it, but it is still a job. Sorry. So I got a little kind of like in the moment with that. But yeah, it is a job. So that is what I have from that. And a okay, so I also want to talk about what should a full-time housewife do to make sure she doesn't have to beg her husband to give her money? For one, a woman should not have to beg her husband for money. I do believe in allowances where you and the husband can discuss financial budgeting and to say, well, okay, this is what you're getting every week to make sure things are to make sure we have these certain amount of things in the household are every bi-weekly or every monthly. So I believe in that. The work done by a housewife shouldn't be taken as a job. No one can pay or compensate the work of a housewife. But I think in terms of saving and utilizing money on personal expenses, housewives should be paid because at the end of the day, she will ultimately use for the well-being of her children, the home, or the husband. Which meaning that you're not getting paid per se like a check or a salary because you feel like, okay, it's a job. Yes, it's a job, but I don't want to, like, my husband to be like, here's your paycheck for, you know, being a housewife. No, you know, I feel like allowances, yes, he should be able to give you allowances so you can have something for yourself. You know, because like I say, it is a job. You know, you need that time to maybe go to a spa, get your nails done, get your hair done, maybe buy an outfit or something like that. Yeah. And then there's also another set limit, you know, for the household, you know, allowances for the household, allowances for the wife. It's a certain spendable amount a month. I believe in that. Yeah, so those are the things that that some wives would want to know about. Should I be paid by my husband for being a housewife? And I wouldn't say paid because I don't know. It's just in my mindset that just does not work for me. You know, like getting a paycheck from my husband, allowances, yes. Am I a homemaker without kids? Like I said, I don't have any kids. Me and my husband, we do not have any kids. It's just me and him. We've been married for 11 years. And people look at me, you know, they don't see any physical, injured. So they assume because I'm a stay-at-home housewife or I just stay home because I'm lazy or my husband is old-fashioned, or I'm not bright enough, my husband gets paid more. So they come up with all these different accusations about why am I not working. which they do not know that I am disabled, because on the physical outside, I may not look it, but they don't know all the medications that I take. They don't know all the doctor visits that I have, the diagnosis that I have. They don't know these things. And I'm not going to take my time out to explain all of this to them, because it's not their business on why I choose to stay home and my husband work, you know, or it's just not their business. It's what's comfortable for us, you know, in our household. So you can't go off what other people say, ladies. Like, you may have like some girlfriends, they may be putting stuff in your ears, even mother-in-laws, you know, older women, old-fashioned people, you know, they put all these negative stuff in your ears and they make you feel like belittled, like what you're doing is just not worth it, you know, to be home, you know. And like I said, some of you may have children and some of you homeschool your children, and it is a job, and people need to be educated on housewives. Housewives play a major role in the household. They play a major role, guys. So for you people out there that stereotype housewives, you got it wrong. So I just wanted to clear about being a housewife. Oh, here's another one. Is it wrong to aspire to be only a housewife? That question there, I want to say no. But it kind of like yes and no, because me as being a housewife, I'm not just only aspired to be a housewife. I also have ideas of things that I want to do other than being a housewife. So I educate myself more on what's going on in the world. Yes, I would like to become a nurse one day. I always wanted to be a registered nurse. Depending on my health, I'm trying to be better at what I eat. I'm trying to be more mindful of the medications and exercising, so I can be mentally prepared, so when I do want to start taking up classes to become an RN. So that's one of my passions, is to become an RN, and I'm working on it. You know, I don't want to be a housewife, you know, all my life. There's some things that I have a creative side to me that I want to, you know, to venture off of and still have that time to take care of home. So I think there's some compromising that can happen there with being a housewife, going to school, working part-time, working PRN, or I think there's some compromising, and things can still work out and things can still be consistent in the way that it needs to be in a household with two couples, husband and wife, just making discussions, talking about, making some clarity. And I think it can work. I think that being a housewife is a wonderful thing, and I think a housewife with dreams, a housewife with aspirations of becoming whatever she wants to become, and to get some of those creativity off of her brain, it can really work. So thank you guys for listening to Being a Housewife episode, and I will talk to you guys on another episode segment. And thank you for tuning into Wifey Chronicles. Thank you.